give the Lord praise. You know, some years ago, I was having an outdoor crusade in a village closer to another country by name Ivory Coast. From our city to this village is about an hour and a half drive. And the first two nights were so powerful. The first two nights were so powerful. A lot of voodoo priests came and gave their idols to be bent. It was so powerful. And it was a three-night crusade. So on the third night, we made up our mind that we will go to the main city, the center of the city. So during the crusade, we announced that, you know, the third night, which is the last night, we are going to the center of the city. And we announced that we were asleep, and early in the morning, I heard like somebody was ringing a bell right behind our window. This is far in the village, ringing a bell around our window. So I opened the window, and I was surprised that it was the chief voodoo priest of that area. Not knowing that he was mad that we were taking the crusade to the center of the city. To the chief voodoo priest, he thought that that area was his domain and we shouldn't go there. So in the morning, a lot of people came to us that, you know, Pastor, you shouldn't go to that area because the chief voodoo priest is so powerful. We said, no, we are going. If he is powerful, our God is the Almighty God. So we are going. We went in there, mounted our platform. We started our praise and worship. That particular night, thousands of people came out. They came not to hear the word of God. They came to see what will happen because they heard that the chief voodoo priest was so mad. During the praise and worship, all of a sudden there was lightning, thunder and lightning, and Pastor Peggy, it struck straight into the electrical system and blew everything. And the people said, we told you, this is the doing of the chief voodoo priest. Do you know what we did? I called all of them. We came, formed a big circle, and we started clapping our hands and singing praises to God. Within 5 minutes, nobody touched the electrical system. Everything came back. Anytime you clap your hand, it's not unto man, it's unto him. Come on, give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something happened anytime we give clap unto God. Say amen. Amen. I really want to thank Pastor Peggy for an opportunity given unto me to come and serve you this morning. I'm really honored. And I thank God for the trip. You know, when they came to Ghana, Pastor Peggy preached. It was so powerful. Diane, it was so powerful. And we thank God for Bart. Amen. We had a very wonderful experience. And Kerry, hallelujah. It was so good. It was so good. Come again, please. Everybody say, please. Listen to the voice of the people. We really thank God. And I believe that, you know, I got to know all these through one of my dear co-laborers in the vineyard of God, Pastor Daniel, amen, doing amazing work in Ghana. Pastor Daniel, by God's grace, has started, you know, by Rema Bible College, and where his school is very strategic. And a lot of the people who are attending the Bible school are men and women from some of the villages and areas that nobody wants to go. And by God's grace, he brings all these people there. Some cannot even pay their own school fees. Some cannot even, he lodged them. And some, he even has to feed them just for them to be there, train them, and send them back into those places to preach the word of God unto them. He's doing a great and amazing work. Say amen. We really thank God for his life. But this morning, I'm praying that the Lord will touch your life. We are not here because of any man. We are here because of Jesus. And I quickly want to take you to the book of Acts. Let's go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. You know, sometimes we call it the Acts of the Apostles, but in reality, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. And my prayer is that this morning, the Holy Spirit will breathe upon us, that the sick shall be healed, the bound shall be delivered, in the mighty name of Jesus, the unsaved shall be saved. Say amen. And I read from Acts chapter 3, reading from verse 1. Now, Peter and John, somebody say now.
Now.
One more time.
Now.
Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Somebody say hour of prayer. Being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, crippled from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Somebody say Beautiful. To ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to enter, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Somebody say, look at me.
Look at me.
One more time. I like that one. Can you just turn to somebody and with your American accent, just tell him or her, look at me. Come on, come on, come on. I like this one. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Can you lift up your right hand? Say, Heavenly Father, this morning I am expecting to receive something in Jesus' name. Say amen. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I like this one. In the name of Jesus Christ, the one from Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, instantly, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Number one, walking. Number two, leaping. And number three, praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the gate, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Father, I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you for this morning. I give you all the glory. Spirit of the living God, speak unto us. My prayer is that all eyes will be on Jesus. May we hear the voice of Jesus. Heavenly Father, meet everyone at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise that you are in our midst to do us good. In Jesus' name, say amen.
Amen.
I like the way the whole story began. He said, now. Somebody say now.
Now.
One more time.
Now.
One more time.
Now.
I like it. Faith is now. A lot of times we postpone our miracles. You hear people saying that I'm waiting. When I get married, I'll be so happy. Who told you that happiness is in marriage? If ever you need your joy, somebody say, my joy now. Joy is in the Lord. Some people will say that I'm waiting when I get a good job. When I get a good job, I'll be so happy. Who told you that having a good job will bring you joy? Somebody say, my joy now.
My peace now.
Now, Peter and John, I like it. Have you realized that sometimes people refer to your past? What is your name?
Angel.
Angel. Oh, is this guy a Christian? I know Angel. When he used to be in New York, he's like that. He was doing this, was doing that. Now I know Angel. He used to live in Virginia. When he was in Virginia, he was doing this drug. He was doing this. But listen to me. Give me a break. Don't talk about my past. Talk about my now. Paul said it. I was once blind, but now I can see. And a lot of time, people want to judge you by your past. Everybody has got a past. But by the grace and the mercies of God, our past have been erased by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say now. Somebody say my healing now. My miracle now. My blessings now. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Peter and John. Peter and John went up together. Have you realized that even in the world, we have business partners? In the world, I remember recently, where I live is close to the soccer stadium, and they were playing the soccer. So I called one of my pastors. I said, Pastor Francis, where are you? He said, man, Pastor, I'm here. I said, come, let's go to the stadium together. I said, meet me at the VIP stand. We went to the stadium together, and we're watching the soccer. Oh, man, Ghana is a soccer nation. We're watching the soccer, and I will shout, goal! And my pastor will say, goal! It is fun when you have a partner, somebody by you. Even have you realized that drunkards, they have drinking partners? Am I talking to somebody? Do you know that gossipers, they have gossip partners? Am I talking to somebody? From today, why is it that when you come to church, you come alone? From today, in this church, it is illegal to come to church alone. Come with somebody. I say, come with somebody. Am I talking to somebody? Invite somebody from your workplace. Invite somebody in your neighborhood. Come to church. Something good is happening here. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. In the Jewish tradition, they always go to the church at least 3 times a day. 6 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, they go there. Then they go there also at 3 o'clock at noon and 6 o'clock in the evening. The 9th hour was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why were they going? They were going there because it's an hour of prayer. Can I suggest something to you? Every believer should be prayerful. I believe in praying. Yes, sometimes we gather like this and we pray. Sometimes we pray aloud. But listen to me, you can pray within you and God hears it. In the morning, talk to God. Noontime, talk to God. Even in your car, you can put in a praise and worship tape in your car and begin to have church right in your car. Talk to God. In the night, go to your children's room. Lay your hand upon your children. Pray a prayer covering over your children. Am I talking to somebody? I love praying for people. I love laying hands upon people. I love anointing people. But listen to me, I can pray for you, but if you yourself, you are not prayerful, you can lose your miracle. That is why you have to talk to God. Even in the kitchen, whilst you are cooking, you can have praise and worship right there. Amen. Even in the bathroom, whilst you are having your bath. Sometimes I'll be having my bath and I want to turn in the hot water, and by mistake, I turn on the cold. The moment the cold water falls on me, Rababo Kabaranda Saba, I'm speaking in tongues. Am I talking to somebody? I'm talking to God. A lot of times we murmur and we complain. Instead of murmuring and complaining, shut up and talk to God. Sometimes we go to God and we begin to murmur and complain, telling God how big our mountains are, how big problems we are going through. Listen to me, it's hard time to turn to your mountains and tell your mountains how big your God is. Yes. Talk to God. They went to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man, somebody say a certain man, which means a certain man can be an African. A certain man can be an American. A certain man could be an Asian. A certain man can be somebody. A certain man, Bible says, crippled from his mother's womb. All he has seen was sorrow. All he has seen was pain. Could it be that this morning I'm preaching to somebody here? Despite all the perfume, despite all your dressing, all you have seen all your life is rejection. All you have seen is pain. The strategy of the devil is to cripple our joy, cripple our peace, cripple our businesses, cripple our giftings, cripple our talents, cripple our finances. That is the strategy of the devil, to cripple even our health. But this morning, the devil is a liar. His mother-in-law is a liar. His father-in-law is a liar. His siblings, they are all liars. Jesus shall reign. I say Jesus shall reign. Lame from his mother's womb, whom they carried daily, and they will drop him outside the gate called Beautiful to ask for alms. The strategy of the devil is to make you a beggar, but the devil is a liar. He wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Lay him outside a gate called Beautiful to do what? To ask for alms from those who enter. The gate called Beautiful is symbolic. Good marriage is beautiful. Having a good family is beautiful. Having a good ministry is beautiful. Am I talking to somebody? But the strategy of the enemy is to cause us not to enter our beauty. You know, the first time I came to U.S., I was young. I was attending a conference at Lakewood. At that time, John Osteen was there. And Kenneth Hagin was senior, was preaching. Neville Hayes was preaching. Schambach was preaching. It was something. My only problem was that I couldn't understand Kenneth Hagin, his accent. And I was praying, Lord, open my ears. Lord, open my ears. I mean, it was so powerful. And I remember from there, I went to Virginia. From my African background, I never ever saw my father hugging my mother. Never. My father never hugged me. No. So I remember when I came to America, the pastor took me in his car. I was seated at the back. The pastor was driving. The pastor's wife was in front. When we got to the church, I came out, the pastor came out, but the wife was still seated. And from my African mentality, I was thinking, what is she doing there? Won't she come out? Won't she come out? Then I was surprised. The pastor went round to where the wife was, opened the door, gave the wife a hand. The wife brought the hand. The pastor brought the wife out. I said, well, this woman is just bluffing. Can't she open the door herself? Am I talking to somebody? But somebody say, it's beautiful. Won't you like it when your husband opened the door for you? Won't you like it? It's so beautiful. Beautiful marriage is of God. Having a beautiful family is good. Am I talking to somebody? The gate called Beautiful. But Bible declares that this man was crippled outside, begging for alms, while others were entering into their beauty. Listen to me, driving a good car is beautiful. It's beautiful. I remember years ago, I was traveling. Normally, I would fly economy class. I remember I got to Amsterdam. And a pastor friend told me that, oh, whether business class or economy, we will all arrive at the same time. I said, yes, I mean, it doesn't matter. Then one time I was going, when this lady gave me my boarding pass, KLM, gave me a boarding pass, and I realized that the seat given unto me was seat number 5. Normally, economy would be maybe seat number 15B, 17A, on and so I asked, and it was written right beneath the boarding pass, in case you miss a flight, you will pay a penalty of $300. So I asked the woman, what is this for? She said, sir, you've been upgraded to the business class. I said, thank you, madam. Before the plane will land, I'll be inside. I say, I'll be inside. And I was surprised. The moment it was time for us to board, they came and said, those who are flying first class and business class, may you go? All the others were seated, and I started going. It was beautiful. I mean, I was good. It was beautiful. I entered. When I entered, normally at the economy class, the air hostess would tell you, 10th seat on your right, 4th seat on your left. But this time, the moment I entered, the air hostess would be welcome on board. Say, wow, this is beautiful. I went in, I sat, and just before I sat, I was wearing a jacket. So he came, can I have your jacket? I said, yes, ma'am. This is beautiful. Somebody say, beautiful. From today, may you enter into your beauty. May you have a beautiful ministry, a beautiful marriage, beautiful family, beautiful business to God's glory. But Bible declares that he was crippled. And then Bible says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Somebody say, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. I like this one. He gave him his attention. Why should you look on us? Because there were a lot of people entering the temple. Here was a man begging for alms. The tendency to be distracted is there. You want some from here, you want some from here, you want some from here. He says, shut up. Just be focused. Just be focused. Look on us. And listen to me. To receive something from God, be focused. To excel in life, be focused. Don't compare yourself to anybody. Don't do things because others are doing. Just be focused. A double-minded person can never receive anything from God. Just be focused. Consistency is the key. Look on us. And he gave it expecting to receive something. From today, anytime you come to church, don't come to church because you have to come to church. Come to church with an expectation. What are you expecting God to do? God will always meet you at the point of your expectation. He told blind man Bartimaeus, what should I do for you? Jesus knew the guy was blind. But Jesus was asking, what are you expecting? Then he said that I might receive my sight. Always come to the Lord with an expectation. And as we have gathered here, I believe there are some who are expecting God or believing God for a spouse. There are some believing God for a baby. There are some believing God for their healing. What are you expecting? And my prayer is that may the Lord meet you at the point of your need. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen. Amen. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I like this one. In the name. Here was the guy, crippled from his mother's womb. He was born crippled. And Bible declares that Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have something that is more than silver and gold. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. There is power in the name of Jesus. Names are so powerful. The president of Russia, President Putin, that name is powerful, but it's only powerful in Russia. The president, prime minister of Great Britain or United Kingdom, Cameron, is a powerful name, but it's only in Britain. President Obama is a powerful name, but it's only in America. But the name of Jesus, when we mention the name Jesus, every demon in China, every demon in Russia, Every demon in Iraq, every demon in Africa, every demon in America, every demon in Latin America, they all have to bow. There is power in the name of Jesus. For at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is this woman by name Dora, who used to be, at that time, we're having just a prayerful fellowship. Just a prayer fellowship. Dora was born a Muslim. The father, a Muslim. The mother, a Muslim. The siblings, all Muslims. Dora's father was a chief imam. A chief imam in the Islamic religion is like the archbishop. This lady, Dora, her uncle is an imam. Imam is like the bishop. Dora was married to a husband who is also a Muslim, who has been to Mecca and performed certain rituals, and he's been given the title Alaji in our local language. So the whole family are Muslims, and Dora became born again. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, water-baptized, on fire for the Lord. At that time, the husband has traveled. When the husband came back, people in the Islamic community told the husband that your wife has not been coming to the mosque. She is now a Christian. And the husband threatened to divorce Dora on the basis that she is now a Christian. Dora said, honey, I love you. I would like to live with you till death do us part. But if because of my Christian religion you want to divorce me, I want to tell you, the world, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. At the end of that particular year, they were having a family reunion in the northern part of our country. The northern part of our country is predominantly Muslims. So they went, Dora and the husband went. But that time, news have gone there. The father knew, the uncle, imam knew, all the siblings, everybody knew that Dora is now a Christian. And in the Islamic religion, when you become a Christian, you are termed an infidel. If you don't take care, your own family members can even kill you. That is how dangerous it is. So when they went, nobody wants to talk to her, Dora. Nobody wants to eat with her. Nobody wants to have anything to do with her. She was alone in the room. The family members were doing all they were doing. She was just praying, seeking the face of God. On the third day, Dora was there when she heard people screaming outside the main compound. And lest I forget, in their compound in the northern region, they have built a mosque there. And people in the neighborhood come there to worship Allah. So they were deep into Islamic religion. Dora heard people screaming. She came out and she was surprised that her uncle, the imam, was lying on the floor, dead. And in our country, and especially in the north, 911 doesn't work. I say it doesn't work. So Dora came out. All the siblings and the family members were all crying. So Dora asked them, can I pray for my uncle? Say, what good will it be? The man is dead. Go away with your Christianity and all. Say, please, just give me a try. Dora went down on her knees and she said, Father, that they may know that I'm serving the resurrected Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let my uncle rise. To their amazement, the uncle opened his eyes, asked for some water to drink. Asked what happened. The story was told. The uncle, imam, took the Bible out of Dora's hand and started preaching Jesus in the Islamic area that Jesus is Lord. Yes. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Can you give him praise? Hallelujah. That Jesus is Lord. What happened next? Now the husband, who was preventing the wife from going to church. I remember one time I met Dora. I said, Bob, come and see. I said, what should I? Come and see. Dora took me to the parking lot. The husband, the Muslim, bought Dora a brand new BMW car and told the wife that anytime, I'm giving you this car, anytime you miss church service, I will divorce you. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Recently, I was traveling from our city to Accra. Accra is the capital town of our country. And I was flying. We're flying. I was in a passenger plane. And when we were getting to Accra, the pilot came, said that, you know, put on your seatbelt, store the trays. We'll be landing in 10 minutes' time. I said, okay. But I was seated by the window, so I realized that instead of the plane coming down, the plane was rather going up. And I realized that there was a lot of clouds, and the pilot was trying to maneuver around the clouds. But all of a sudden, we're close to the airport. We should be coming down. And all of a sudden, the pilot dropped the plane, and we entered into the clouds, and the plane started shaking. There was this woman at the far back. I heard the woman screaming, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now listen to me, on board the plane, there was another woman in front of me with three children. The woman held the children and said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There were Muslims in the plane, but nobody said Allah. There is only one name at the mention of which every knee shall bow. And this morning I pray, any crippled joy, any crippled peace, any crippled business, even if your health it has been crippled by the devil, in the name of Jesus, let your joy arise. Let your peace arise. Let your health arise. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Bible says immediately. Somebody say immediately. Oh, I like that. Somebody say instantly. You know, there is a type of coffee, you have to brew it. And sometimes you take about 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes to prepare the coffee. There is other type of coffee, you just put it in and instantly. And this morning, I'm praying about instant miracle. Sometimes when it takes too long, hope deferred, make the heart sick. And I pray, may you have your miracle this morning. I'm praying for instant miracle. There are some people here. There are giftings within you. Could it be a gift of prophecy? Could it be a gift of intercession? Could it be a gift of giving? Could it be a gift you see things of vision? But maybe the devil has crippled that gifting. But this morning I pray in the name of Jesus, let your giftings arise again. May you be able to operate within your giftings in Jesus' name. Say, rise up and walk. And instantly his feet and ankle bones receive strength. And the man, the crippled man, Bible says, instantly he stood. His feet and ankle bones receive strength. And he stood. And after standing, he began to walk. And after walking, he began to leap. I like this one. In Jesus' name, let every crippled business or ministry or health arise. It's good to stand, but I don't like standing. Because if you stand at one place, people will bypass you. May you begin to move. May you progress from glory unto glory, from blessings unto blessings, from breakthrough unto breakthrough. And then whilst he was walking, he realized that when he was crippled, others bypassed him. So he started leaping. I pray that God will give you speed. Somebody say speed.
Speed.
One more time.
Speed.
In other words, what takes people 5 years to do, by the anointing of God upon your life, may it take you 5 months. What takes people 5 months to do, in the name of Jesus, may it take you 5 weeks to do it. Somebody say, I receive it. His feet and ankle bones received strength. He stood, walked, And then he began to leap, praising God. And Bible says he entered with them into the gate called Beautiful. Oh, listen to me. Instead of going out to tell people, he entered into the temple, not knowing that all when he was seated there, he wished he could also enter into a beautiful home, into a beautiful family, into a beautiful marriage, into a beautiful business. From today, lift up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, by prayer, by faith, I declare I am entering into my beauty, beautiful health, beautiful family, beautiful marriage, beautiful business, beautiful ministry. In the name of Jesus, say, any crippled joy in my life, crippled health in my life, in my family, crippled finances, in Jesus' name, I command you, let my health rise again. Let my joy rise again. Let my peace rise again. Let every giftings and callings within me rise again. In Jesus' name. Come on, give him praise. 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 And Bible says that, and all the people saw it. And all the people saw the man. Listen to me, when the Lord blesses you, you cannot hide it. You cannot hide it. People will see it. And sometimes, you know, we don't want people to see that the Lord has blessed us. Even, oh, I don't want to share testimony. I don't want anybody to know. I don't want anybody to see that the Lord has. When the Lord blesses you, you cannot hide it. A lot of times we are afraid of what people will say. Listen to me. When you are poor, they will talk about you. When you are rich, they will talk about you. Choose which one you want. Am I talking to somebody? When you are rich, they will talk about you. When you are poor, they will talk about you. Which one do you want? Years ago, I wasn't having a car. My car broke down. And the Lord touched the heart of somebody who blessed me with Pathfinder, design Pathfinder. The moment they gave the car to me, I said, wow. When people see me driving such a car, they will talk about me. No, I can't drive this car. Do you know what I did? Oh, but I took the car to a friend's house and I parked the car there. His house was walled and I took a taxi back home. Because I was afraid of what people would say. Because it's like in our community, in that area, maybe I will be the first pastor to have such a car. What will people say about me? I parked it there. There was a lady staying with us who was attending Bible school. Came to the house and said, Daddy, when I went to school today, a guy who is also a student, but a radio presenter, came, a journalist, he came and said, you, your daddy has bought a new car, Nissan Pathfinder, and he's parked it in over there. And she said, it's not true. So the girl came to ask, Daddy, is it true? Because I don't know about it. Nobody knew about it. Only me and my wife. I said, my God, you should have told maybe a teacher and not a journalist. A radio presenter. It means now he's going on the radio to say it. When the Lord blesses you and you try to hide it, the Lord knows how he will tell everybody. From today, don't worry yourself about what people will say. Go and buy a t-shirt. Right at the back of it, you haven't seen anything yet.
Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise.
And right in front, observers are worried. Now, listen to me. They saw it, and they knew. And they knew that it was he who sat at the gate called Beautiful. People may know your beginning, but they never know your end. They knew. Is he not the guy? Yes, he's a guy. One time, Pastor Peggy, I went to my father, and I told my father, Daddy, I need my childhood picture. I don't have any of my childhood picture. My father said, oh, is that her? My father went through his suitcase and they brought one picture. I couldn't believe I was the one. Wow. This picture, I was wearing some shorts, some sandals, some shirt. We call it interlock. I don't know whether you know that type of t-shirt. It's like, it's one of the cheapest kind of t-shirt. And I couldn't believe it. I was standing on a certain cement block and I was something like this. I couldn't believe it. So I took the picture and I brought it home. I put it on the table and I called my eldest son, Joshua, come here. Who brought this picture? Who is this guy? Who brought this thing here? My son looked and said, Daddy, I don't know. Look at this picture. This guy, he looks so ugly. Who is this guy? That was my son. Who is this guy? He looks so ugly. Daddy, I didn't bring the picture. I don't know this guy. He started laughing. My son left. I called my other daughter, the second child. I said, hey, Joelin, come here. Who brought this picture? So who is this guy? Daddy, look at his head. This head is big. I don't know. Look at what he's wearing. Daddy, I don't know him. Started laughing. I called my other son. At that time, Jovita was just young. She just looked at it and laughed, and she went. I called all of them. I said, look at me. This is your father. Listen, your beginning may be small, but nobody knows your future. Amen. Have you realized that normally when they are doing documentaries, they have before and after? People know your before, but nobody knows your after. I prophesy over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. May your tomorrow be better than your today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where you were rejected, may they begin to call you one more time. In Jesus' mighty name, may you enter into your beauty, to God's glory and honor. And all the people saw him, and Bible said they were amazed. They were filled with wonder and amazement as to what has happened unto him. Why were they amazed? Why were they filled with wonder? Because they thought that he would be crippled forever. They thought that he would be out there forever. Listen to me. Your destiny is not in the hands of any man. Your destiny is in the hand of Jehovah. Am I talking to somebody? Joseph's brethren, they thought that the guy is gone forever. But Bible declares that he rose again. Joseph is like a type of Jesus. Joseph was sold by his own brothers. Jesus was sold by his own friends, his own brothers. Judas and Jesus come from the same place. Of all the disciples, the 12 of them, all of them were from Galilee, except Judas. Judas was from Judea, and Jesus was from Judea. And guess who betrayed him? Judas. His own brother. Joseph went into the pit, prison. Jesus went into the cave. Joseph came out and became a prime minister. Jesus came out and he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. How am I talking to somebody? Whatever the enemy meant for evil, Jehovah will turn it to your good. From today, stop murmuring and complaining and let's begin to praise and worship. And I like something. The Bible says, after praying for him, then he held him by the hand and lifted him up. No matter who you are, you need somebody who will help you go up there. Everybody needs a helper. Some, you may be anointed, a powerful preacher, but all your vision, you need somebody who will help sponsor your ministry. Even Jesus was helped. Even Jesus, when he was carrying his cross at a point, he fell down. And somebody has to help him. May the Lord bring a helper your way. There are people, when they come into your life, they tear you down. They pull you down. I don't need people who will pull me down. I don't need people who will bring negative confession. Is that what you are going through? Oh, my Lord. Oh, that is the end of your life. No, shut up. I need people. Shut up. I need people who will come around and say that, Pastor Peggy, you know what? The Lord is your shepherd. You will lack nothing. Yet though you go through the shadow of death, fear no evil. The Lord is with you. I need people who come around and say, Pastor Nam, you know what? The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? When my enemies come upon me and eat up my flesh, somebody said they will stumble and they will fall. I need people who come around me and say, Pastor Pop, you know what? The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. We can make it. May Jehovah bring helpers your way. May it be well with you. Anything that is crippled in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus, may it rise again. May it be well with your soul. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen. Come on, rise up to your feet. Can you pull this thing off here? Can you pull this thing off here? Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Father, we give you praise. Father, I magnify thy holy name. Thank you for your presence in this auditorium. I give you glory. The Lord is just ministering unto me. Thank you, Lord. That there is somebody here, you've been experiencing severe stomach pain. And sometimes you even feel some movement right in your belly. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, the Lord will heal you. Thank you, precious Lord. Father, I give you glory. I'm seeing something like an X-ray picture. I'm seeing something like an X-ray picture. And I'm seeing like a hip. Somebody's hip. And what I'm seeing is like between, I don't know how to describe it, but your thigh and your main body, in between, I see something like a dark spot. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord is ministering unto me that there is somebody here, you've been experiencing an unusual pain right at your hip area. And this morning, the Lord will heal you. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you praise. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who is this individual here? I see you, it's as if your heart, the condition is with your heart. Sometimes it beats so fast, then it slows down. And I see like, I'm seeing a picture like the person standing somewhere and trying to take a breath. It's like you are experiencing shortness of breath. As a result of that, your heart beating so fast. And this morning, the Lord will give you a new heart. Thank you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. I'm seeing another thing here. And I'm seeing the thing is at your back. I'm seeing that your backbone. And I'm seeing a picture of a backbone. And it's as if some places are open. Are open. And the Lord is ministering unto me that there is somebody here. You are having some severe back problem. Severe back problem. And tonight, or this morning, in the name of Jesus, you'll be healed. If you are here, and you are the one with that heart condition, you are the one with that back problem, you are the one with that hip problem, or you are the one with that stomach problem, thank you, Lord. I want you to come forward quickly. I want you to come forward quickly. Give glory, Lord. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Or if you can give me any worship song, something, Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who is this individual here who is having problems at your joints? You've been having problems at your joints. You've been having problems at your joints. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you praise. I'm seeing something at this particular moment. I'm seeing like an eyeball. I'm seeing like an eyeball. And it's as if some sand has been thrown on the eyeball. And the Lord is ministering unto me that there is somebody in here. Are you the one? Wow. Is there any? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands unto God. Father, we give you praise. Let this health rise again. In the name of Jesus. Devil, loose your ugly hand of God's children. You cannot cripple their health. I take authority in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. Now listen to me. To save time, to save time. If you are here and you are also sick in your body, any part of your body, and you are believing God for healing, come and join them. Come and join them. If you are here, maybe I didn't mention your sickness, but you are here and you are believing God for healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you praise. Bible says, by the anointing, every burden shall be lifted and every yoke shall be destroyed. I take authority in the mighty name of Jesus, and I curse the root cause of any infirmity in your body in Jesus' name. I declare the blood of Jesus against it. In Jesus' name, be healed now. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the touch of the Holy Spirit. Father, by stretching forth of my hand, Lord, touch them and let them be healed. Now, in the name of Jesus, take it now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be healed now, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive the touch of the Holy Spirit now. Breathe upon them, precious Lord. In the name of Jesus. Mandoro babo shakaba santaya mamezi yandaya. Yendele mamuzi yandale babo shakaba yanda ziyandeya. In the name of Jesus. Loose your ugly hand of God's child now. In the matchless name of Jesus. Let healing be perfected in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now listen to me. You may be here and everybody is tempted to think that all is well with you. But you know that your joy has been crippled. Your peace has been crippled. Lift up your hand if you know that your joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you just come into the lane here? Those of you with your hands lifted, if you know that your joy, your peace has been crippled, I want to pray for you in the mighty name of. Oh, come forward. Come forward. Those here can go back. Yes, come forward now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for joy. The joy of the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peggy, can you do me a favor? Thank you, Lord. Can you touch their belly for me in the mighty name of Jesus? Fresh joy of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Fresh joy of the Holy Ghost now in the mighty name of Jesus.
fresh joy of the Holy Spirit now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the joy of the Lord be your strength now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Last but not the least, if you are here, say, Pastor Bob, I used to pray a lot. I used to see visions. God used to speak to me in dreams. But for some reason, for some time, the devil has crippled that giftings. You are unable to pray like you used to pray. You are unable to, receive visions. Maybe the gift of prophecy. There was a gifting you were operating in. But for some reason, you cannot operate like you used to. I want you to come forward quickly. If you are here, say, man of God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come this way. I give you praise. Can you all stretch forth your hands towards them, him? In the name of Jesus, by this anointing, I pray that every giftings within you will be stirred up in the name of Jesus. Let it be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. All of you, lift up your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have entered my beauty. Say, in the name of Jesus, with long life, will my God satisfy me and show me his salvation. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospered. Say, in Jesus' name, every battle in my life will end up in my favor. Say, in the name of Jesus, let every struggle in my life, spiritual and physical, come to an end. Say, in the name of Jesus, my glory, my joy, my peace, my health is risen, walking, leaping, and praising God. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. May the Lord Almighty bless you. May the hand of Jehovah rest upon you. From today, may people see you and call you the blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I love you all.